Hey everybody, and welcome back to Storytime with Shade. We're going to be starting a new story this week that I'm still in the middle of writing, but I'm not really going to intro it any more than that. The title is The Door in the Woods, and here we go. Chapter 1. Sam had met Jay in grade school, but never had an actual class with him until high school. Their interactions were very limited before then. Sam thought he could probably count the amount of times on one hand, and none of them were particularly pleasant. In the third grade, Sam had joined a gathering group of kids who were circled around something. Curiosity got the best of him, and even though he tried to avoid trouble like the plague as a child, he still managed to saunter his way over and wedge his way through the crowd. Jay was on top of another boy, Stephen, and was wailing him over and over in the face. Stephen had glasses, and they were bent and broken. One for his eyes was swollen shut, and his mouth and nose were both gushing blood dramatically. Before long, and yet still much too late, a teacher showed up and pulled Jay off the battered and bloody boy sprawled out in the grass. Jay was suspended for a week. Stephen never showed up for school again. Sam was pretty sure that his parents had moved him out of the city soon after. There were a few minor interactions after that. Bumps in the hallway, seeing him at recess or in the cafeteria. Nothing else like the incident with Stephen, anyways. First impressions can sometimes last a lifetime, and that one, for Sam, certainly did. So it went until Sam was in the 11th grade, 16 years old now, and then his whole life had changed. His father died in a car accident in early December, and his mother, unable to deal with the tragedy, retreated inwards. She shuffled around the house in her slippers and a house coat, and only got dressed if she had to go outside. Upon returning home, she would once more don her mourning attire, mourning with a U, followed almost always by her pouring herself a large glass of whiskey. When the lights were dim or it was late at night, Sam thought she looked like a ghost, as if she had also died that night, and her spirit was simply wandering around the house in search of her lost husband. Sam also retreated inwards. He withdrew from the small pocket of friends he had, and by Christmas they had all more or less stopped trying. "Sorry, man, but I can't handle being around you like this. It's depressing. I've tried, but you just keep pushing away," one of his friends had said. Which was true. He had pushed everyone away. Sam understood where they were coming from, after all. He was mopey and sullen, pessimistic, and always, it seemed, a few short words away from crying. For high school boys, this was all much too embarrassing to be around. It was late February when Jay sat down next to Sam in the cafeteria. Sam was eating alone, liked it that way, and wasn't entirely pleased with the company. He raised his head, which was staring downwards into his food, about to say, "Could you leave me alone?" And he then realized who it was, and kept his mouth shut. "Hey, Sam," he said. And Sam was shocked he knew who he was. He knew Jay, of course, because of the infamous grade school pummeling, but he was surprised to learn that Jay knew who he was, a nondescript nobody with a near-permanent frown. "Hey, Jay, what's up?" Sam asked, trying to seem casual and failing. "Are you free after school today?" he asked, sounding much more casual than Sam, as if they had been buddies for years and this was a regular occurrence, which it most certainly was not. Sam thought briefly of his actual friends who he hadn't heard from for a couple weeks now, and then to the ghost of his mother waiting for him at home. He responded quickly, but tried not to sound too eager. "Yeah, no, I'm not doing anything at all, really. Why?" "Just meet me out front when the bell rings, okay? I've got something to show you. You'll appreciate it," Jay said, and then stood up and walked away, leaving Sam to wonder what the hell Jay would have to show him. Chapter 2. Sam left school with his backpack slung over his shoulder. He walked fast. He liked to put as much distance between him and the school as he could, and get the hell out of there before the rest of the students started spilling out into the streets on their various ways home. He had almost completely forgotten about Jay, and might not have remembered at all if Jay didn't pull his car unceremoniously up to the curb with a squeal of rubber and yelled at him through the passenger window. "Yo, where the hell are you going? Get in, man." Sam opened the passenger door and got in the car. It was surprisingly clean. Jay didn't really seem like the kind of guy to have much pride for anything, so Sam's low expectations were already blown away. Yeah, sorry, man, I almost forgot." "Well, it's a good thing I got you, then, because trust me, you're going to want to see this." "You still haven't told me what this is. Where are we going? Why'd you even ask me?" He looked over at Sam, eyes squinted slightly as if he was examining him, looking for something, or maybe the lack of something. It didn't last long, and when Jay turned his eyes back to the road, he said cryptically, "You'll see. All in due time. Trust me, you wouldn't believe me if I just told you." Sam felt a small shiver run up his spine. It wasn't a very long drive, about 20 minutes, of which about 19 were silent. Sam didn't mind. He enjoyed the silence. It gave him time to think. First and foremost wasn't where he was going, though that was important, of course, but rather who he was going with. His mind kept pulling him back to poor little Steven's battered and bloody face. He had been 8 years old at the time. Sam thought that he could most assuredly cause even more damage now in his bigger, post-pubescent body. He didn't think there was any violence in store. He was hoping there wasn't, because he was woefully unprepared. There was, however, a small rational part of Sam that knew better. If Jay wanted to kick his ass, he could have easily done it back at school, and probably in front of a crowd that was cheering him on. So Sam doubted that was it, which left nothing that Sam could think of. "So what does he want with me?" Sam thought to himself as he looked out the window. As Sam was ruminating on what the day would bring, Jay pulled his car off the road down a tight dirt path. Just a little ways down was a small clearing where Jay stopped and parked the car. "Where are we?" Sam asked. "Just the woods, a bit outside of town. We're headed a little deeper in. We've got to go on foot, though." And sensing Sam's hesitation, Jay added, "It'll be all right. I'm not going to hurt you or anything, man. You coming?" "Okay, where are we going, though?" "I said you'll see. You won't believe me. It's one of those things you just have to see." "Come on, man. Why the fuck did you bring me out here? Why me? Why am I here?" Jay looked more than a little surprised, which pleased Sam. He probably hadn't expected little Sammy to grow a pair, let alone in the middle of the woods, but his surprise quickly turned to a smile and he nodded. "All right, man, fine," Jay said, and then his smile faded a little. "You're not going to believe me, but we're going to see your dad." Tears started to well unexpectedly in Sam's eyes and he quickly wiped them away. "Fuck you, dude, not funny. My dad's dead." He nodded solemnly, but still had a touch of a smile on his face when he said, "Yeah, I know. Follow me, Sam." Jay walked deeper into the woods without turning around to see if Sam would follow. Sam stood there for a moment, sniffled and wiped his nose, murmured, "What the fuck?" and followed after Jay, his heart pounding in his chest. And that's it for this week, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, feel free to subscribe or rate or comment or whatever it is you can do. Push all the buttons wherever you push them. And tune in next week for another couple chapters of the story. Hope you enjoyed it, and have a good one.